The legendary Hall of Fame voice of the Edmonton Oilers, fresh off the golf course, joins us now. Rod, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. How'd you shoot today?
Oh, absolutely brutal. Just incredibly incompetent. And for somebody that plays as much as I do, I should be totally ashamed of myself.
Well,
but that's golf.
Oh, man, that's bringing back memories. That's like you were just describing one of the Oilers' bad periods. Oh, I loved it.
Well, there were a few of those, too. Yeah.
Or a call by the official. That would be the best.
There's lots of those.
Rod, we had you on because, of course, you're playing in the Mark Spector Classic for, which helps, of course, a great charity in town, Sports Central, gets equipment for kids who otherwise would play without. And so that's why we wanted you on. We'll talk about that in a second. But earlier today, the Oilers announced, Glenn Sather is going to have his banner go up beside yours and a few other guys like Gretzky and others, which would be a very special night, December 11th. You got to know Slats quite well over the years. I'm sure you guys shared a stogie or two, I'm assuming, at some point. From a guy who was on the inner circles at the time, what do you felt made Slats so successful as a coach GM?
Well, he was a very smart guy. And, Slats and I go back to our last year of school at the Alberta College in 1960. We both went to AC together. And he was at that point time trying out for the Junior Oil Kings. But so we've been friends for many, many years. And, his success as a coach came because he knew what kind of team he wanted to have when he saw the Winnipeg Jets, and they had all the they had 9 or 10 or 11 European players in their lineup in the World Hockey Association, Anders Hedberg and Alfie Nielsen and guys like that. And he really loved the way they played, the way they would circle back and re-attack. And when he got a team that could play that style, that's the style he wanted them to play. And it turned out to be pretty successful.
Oh, yeah, quite successful for sure. So you called the games. You must have shared a few conversations about just the game with Slats on the bus, or maybe in the bar, in the hotel, or different things along the lines. When he got Gretzky, like, you were calling all those games. He was coaching all those games. You guys must have marveled a few nights at, wow, this 99 kid's not bad.
Yeah. Well, we never went to a bar, Jason. So.
You can't even say that with a straight
face.
And
my nose just hit the window. But the first time we saw Gretz, he was playing in the WHA with Indianapolis, and a lot of people have kind of forgotten that the first two goals that Wayne Gretzky scored in his pro career were against the Edmonton Oilers. So that was a little different, but. And I think it was about maybe a week to 10 days or something after the Oilers had played and beaten in Indianapolis, in Indy, that Nelson Skalbania folded the team and sold Wayne Gretzky to Peter Pocklington. And we started it in watching him in 1978. And, it seemed like every game after he had joined the Oilers, every game we'd see more and more of what we couldn't believe, and it just got better all season long. And then it was the first year of the National Hockey League in 1979, and he scored 135 points in his first year in the NHL. So he was fabulous right from the beginning, and he got even more fabulous as he got more experience.
Rod Phillips joins us, legendary voice of the Edmonton Oilers. Rod, you were never shy to share your opinion as a play-by-play guy. You're always passionate, and I think that was the thing that endeared you to most of the fans. Did Slats ever disagree with how you saw the game? Did you guys ever have any fun disagreements?
We would disagree. And he was usually He was usually right, and I was usually wrong. But he didn't get upset about the fact. He just, you know, he'd point out that, you know, he was a hockey guy and I wasn't. And he was, and you know, I'd say something about, you know, a guy making a mistake or this or that. He would never get upset about it. He'd just say that, you know, I think you're wrong on this. For, you know, 99.9% of the time, if I did say something critical and if I was right, you know, he was okay with that. When I was wrong, he would say something, but it never got into a situation where we were mad at each other.
Did Slats ever encourage you to, because I know Maddie would tell me that sometimes Slats would use the media to fire up a player at times. Did he ever, I know he did that with the writers, did he ever encourage you maybe to get after a guy to try to fire him up?
No, I don't, you know, I think as a broadcaster, you have kind of a different relationship a little bit with the players other than the writers. He might have, I wouldn't be a bit surprised that he would have talked to Maddie and Dick Chubé, who was writing for the Sun in those days. There weren't any times that I can recall. This is a long time ago, Jason. I don't recall him ever coming up to me and say, "Get on so and so and see if that'll get him going." I'm sure that he probably said it to the writers.
Rod Phillips joins us. One last one for you, Rod. And then we'll get into Sports Central and your golf game. You're a guy who likes a few Stogie Soda Slats. What's the best cigar you've had? And which one of you is more of a Stogie expert?
Well, Slats would definitely be the Stogie expert. No question about that. You know, as far as the best cigar that I might have ever had. Years ago, we could get Cuban cigars in Canada, and I guess you can now, although I don't use them. But Cuban cigars were certainly far and above anything that you could get from other places.
Now let's talk about your golf game next Wednesday out at the Quarry. It will be the second annual Mark Spector charity golf tournament to help raise funds for Sports Central. You ringers won this tournament last year. The guys who bid on you.
Well, I can tell you it wasn't because of anything I did, but
well, that's not what I heard.
That's true. I play in an awful lot of those kind of events, so my memory isn't always great. But we did win the tournament last year, and I don't know whether I'll be playing with the same guys this year. They probably would like to get somebody else, but it'll be interesting to see how the bidding goes, and just looking forward to the golf tournament, because it is, you know, it's for such a good cause, and Mark puts in an awful lot of hours and a lot of work on it, and I'm sure it's going to be a great success.
And often many of your stories that are unairable for radio you will share on the golf course, correct?
I certainly will. I just got to make sure there are no hidden microphones.
Oh, yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Now, even though you said your game was embarrassing today, when your game's on, what's the best part of your golf game?
Well, right now it's hard for me to find one, but I think when I'm playing really good, I'm a pretty good putter. And so I think that would be my best asset. My short game is not good. My driving is not too bad, but I get into a lot of trouble with my short game. But I'm fortunate every once in a while to make a 20, 25 footer and bail myself out. At this point, I don't have any strong points.
Well, that sounds like a ringer when you're in a charity tournament and you just say, "Boys, get me on the green, drive for show, putt for dough." Hey.
I should have kept my mouth shut.
That's good, man. That's awesome. I love it. One other. Now, go. You. I know you're still watching a lot of hockey. Did you happen to watch? Because I know you're golfing today. I'm not sure what time you got out there. So, did you get to watch any of today's outstanding British Open?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't. And don't tell me who won it because I haven't. Haven't listened to the radio, and my wife taped it for us, and we're just about to sit down and start to watch it. So, I watched. I've been watched all three rounds, and just getting set to watch the final round right now. So, I can't say anything about what happened today because I don't know.
Okay, well,
a bad interview.
I know. Hey, that's all. I won't ruin it for you. I'll just say this: you'll enjoy this round better than the first three. I'll say that it was outstanding today. You guys will be very much entertained throughout the entire round. That part of it is good. So next Wednesday, you can tee it up with Rod Phillips at the Quarry. He'll be there early, maybe washing your clubs. And the only rule, though, correct, Rod, you don't drive the cart. The guy who bids on you, he drives the cart.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Yeah. I didn't. Well, that's fine.
Well, no, I always heard that you don't drive. You're just like, no, I'm a big deal. I don't drive.
Who told you that? No, I don't care. I don't care whether, as long as I'm not walking, because I can't walk that far anymore.
No, no,
particularly on that course.
Now, where you're a member, correct? At the
country club.
And you're playing how many days a week right now?
I play at least four. Some days five. Some weeks five.
Wow. So now, do you spend
that's
as much?
What I do. I'm retired.
Yeah, well, that's good. Do you spend as much time in the clubhouse after as you are on the course?
No.
No.
It takes 4 hours to play around.
Well, I know. So I thought, man, you do some clubhouse, man.
Drive home.
Yeah. Yeah, you live close. I thought you just rode your bike.
No. No, we have a great time. I got a great group of guys that I play with, and we have it's a nice retirement. It's what I wanted to do, and I'm living a dream.
Definitely, Rod. And lastly, I don't want to put unfair comparisons on the young man because I don't know if anyone will ever be Wayne Gretzky. But what were your thoughts? Where were you when you heard the team you root for, the Oilers, won the lottery, and then of course a few months later drafted Connor McDavid?
Yeah, well, I was laying on my couch at our home in Arizona, and I forget. I guess it was TSN that was. Came on with a kind of a news break or whatever and said the Edmonton Oilers had won the lottery. No, I guess it was an actual live shot of the lottery and the order, you know, and I jumped out of my couch and my wife was in the bedroom and she came running up. And I'm yelling, the Oilers won the lottery. And she says, oh, my God, I thought you had a heart attack. So it was just absolutely fantastic. It's a really exciting time for our city and the Oilers and with the new building coming and everything is just really good right now.
Well, it definitely is good. And I know, Rod, you go to Phoenix for the winter, but something tells me you'll be back in Rexall Place on December 11th when Slatch's banner goes up.
Well, I just found out about it now, so I would imagine that we'll be back for that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's a good thing because Slats was the architect of the great dynasty teams, and he'll probably be the last of that group to go up there. But he certainly is well-deserving, and I'm certainly happy for him.
Definitely well-deserving. Rod, always good to talk to you. We'll see you next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Jason.